Well, it's advantage Miami Heat right now in the NBA Finals. ABC had the coverage of Game 3 last night in Miami.
Harden, meanwhile, loses the ball. James the drive. Count it and one. Durant his fifth foul. And James puts Miami up by 6.
That LeBron James layup, 2 of his game-high 29 points, helped the Heat rally from a 10-point second-half deficit to beat the Thunder 91-85. Dwayne Wade added 25 and Chris Bosh chipped in 10 for the Heat, who now leads the NBA Finals 2-1. Game 4 is tomorrow night in Miami. In golf, Webb Simpson closed with a 2-under-68 final round to capture the 112th U.S. Open, finishing 1-over for the tournament. Third-round co-leader Graham McDowell and Michael Thompson tied for second, one shot back of Simpson. Jim Furyk was also in the hunt until he bogeyed the final hole to finish 2 back. Tiger Woods finished 7-over. To baseball, Curtis Granderson and Robinson Cano both homered, as the Yankees picked up their 9th straight win by beating Washington 4-1. In Queens, Johnny Cueto struck out a season-high 8 batters over 7 innings, as the Reds completed a 3-game sweep of the Mets 3-1. In Chicago, David Ortiz went deep and Ryan Kalish had a tie-breaking RBI single to lead the Red Sox to a 7-4 win over the Cubs. Elsewhere, Baltimore blanked Atlanta 2-0, Minnesota rallied to beat Milwaukee 5-4, Texas trounced Houston 9-3, the Dodgers topped the White Sox 2-1-10, San Diego beat Oakland 2-1, Kansas City downed St. Louis 5-3, Seattle edged San Francisco 2-1, Tampa Bay shut out Miami 3-0, Detroit blanked Colorado 5-0, Pittsburgh outlasted Cleveland 9-5, the Angels whitewashed Arizona 2-0, and Toronto dumped Philadelphia 6-2. In NASCAR, Dale Earnhardt Jr. ended a 143-race winless streak in NASCAR's top division, taking the checkered flag yesterday at Michigan International Speedway. And in NFL news, LaDainian Tomlinson is retiring after 11 NFL seasons. The former Chargers and Jets running back was the NFL MVP in 2006 and is the 5th leading rusher in league history. Tomlinson turns 33 years old on Saturday. I'm Tristan O'Neill, WAMC News.